Chapter 4. 90 Days. When they arrived at the party, they were immediately given access and escorted to the Platinum VIP area. This part of the night was fun for Betty and Fabian, as they watched all the desperate girls flaunt callously, vying for the men's attention. "Great day in the morning, Betty. Look at Sherry play herself out," said Fabian, as they watched one of their acquaintances follow behind an aimless rapper around the club like a puppy.
"Yeah, I see.
The girl doesn't know when to stop. She should have gotten the hint when he stopped taking her calls," said Betty with a chuckle. "These chicks just don't get it. Acting like that will only make him distance himself from her." "Oh, Lord," said Fabian. "Look like the security gonna get a free blowjob tonight. He's letting them in the VIP. Please, bitch, I see you waiting for main man right now. And it's way past your so-called 90-day rule."
"Don't even try to play me like that. I'm a chicken. I keep my shit tight. And it's only been 81 days. And I'm cutting him off tonight."
Fabian turned his lip up. "Well, if you don't want him, slide in my way. I think he's on the down low anyway. I see how he look at me." Betty simply laughed him off and responded,
"Why do you think everybody's on the DL, Fabian?"
"'Cause I know my people, trust me. Main man is down with the program. You may be getting a degree in psychology, bitch, but I already got a PhD in common sense from the University of Spotting Niggas on the Down Low, and main man graduated first in his class."